Hello fellow Roboteers, I am Ali, the driver of Big Day 3, and welcome to another podcast. This time we'll be looking at dynasties in Robot Wars, and by this I mean robots who can trace their lineage back down through the ages from Series 9 downwards. So we're looking at some of the newer ones that haven't actually been released yet, but because they've appeared on the website, I'm counting it as official. They have been built, so they do have a lineage. So let's get into it. I won't look at ones that only appeared in the original series, but those that have appeared in the new series and the old series will get a special mention. So tuck yourselves in. So I will start with a special mention to those robots who have survived all the way from the old series into the new series in one form or another, who haven't changed their name or their shell in one sense or another. So we have Crustacean, who've been there for a couple of seasons. Supernova, who had the incredible weapon but never had the reliability to go with it. Behemoth, who have the appalling record but are great sports and have a fantastic fan base. Four, of course, made it to the grand final the last series and had one or two outings in series 6 and 7. Terahertz, who was one of my favourites, and Dantumnikaya. I'm just kidding, Dantonkir, who, of course, were one of the most powerful flippers in the old series and have been modified somewhat for the new series. So those are some of the ones who do not have a lineage as such, but are just incredibly long-lived. And credit to them for keeping their designs as they are. Particularly Behemoth, who's been there since Series 2. The only addition has been that Scoop, which has been there for time immemorial, more so than most of the robots on here, which is saying something, because I've got a fair old list on here. So, coming on to what I would probably mean by lineage, as in a sort of family tree, so quite a few of these newer robots. Actually, I'm going to go through a list of six or seven of these new robots who are ready from Series 8, already are fathers, as it were. For example, Foxic, PP3D, Sabretooth, Gabriel, Nuts, and Shockwave are all already being superseded by their new robots, either through team members leaving and building new robots, or the original team building a new robot to replace the old one. So we have Shockwave being replaced by Aftershock, which is built by the original team. Same goes for Nuts, who are building Nuts 2, although they do have one of their team members offshooting to build Jellyfish. Gabriel, that very weird high ground clearance robot, which is almost indestructible, being replaced by Cherub, which is also built by the same team. Sabretooth, now here's an interesting one, Hobgoblin, is completely replaced with Sabretooth, is being built only by one or two members of the original team. PP3D has been replaced by Coyote, to an extent. PP3D is fighting in this series, though, so that's going to be interesting if they match up together. And then the one which I think is the most controversial, Foxic and Apex. So, much like PP3D, it's a sort of shoot-off. Much like PP3D, it's an offshoot. So, it's possible that Apex and Foxic could face each other, particularly if they're in the same heat. Now, coming on to the ones that I'm looking forward to, which are those which have survived from the old series in some form or another into the new series. Anthrax, if you remember the name there, that was actually Draven, although that's a bit unfair because the name Anthrax was only used in one Extreme series, and Draven was actually the main name people will remember from Series 6 and 7, and now it's Series 8 and 9. And then we've got Mighty Mouse, who's been replaced by Mega Mouse. Of course, Mighty Mouse was very quick, but had no real weapons to speak of. We've got Smidzy, surprisingly. Has been replaced by a robot in a new series called High Five. I say replaced. That's a bit of another one. Smidzy's become something of a journeyman. He has been sold on no less than 6 times in his relatively long lifespan, which I think is a record. I don't think any other robot has been sold on that much. If someone can verify this fact to me, I would love to know. But yes, so High Five is basically based on Smidzy, I'm going with that. And then two robots here I want to finally point out, King Bee Remix from Series 8 and Cranky. Now, King Bee Remix is an easy one because you've got King Bee Powerworks from Series 7, you've got King Bee 3 from the Extreme, and King Buxton all the way back in Series 2. That's a pretty long lineage. That surely would hold the record. On its own, as one whole team, yes, it would. However, Cranky. Now, Cranky can go all the way back to Series 1. By a slightly roundabout way. Kind of like how your great uncle's sister is related to Guy Fawkes, or somehow has royal blood in them, or one of those things, or I don't know, your cat is somehow descended from a pedigree who won Crufts in a... I don't know how dogs and cats breed, but I don't know where that metaphor is going. But basically, Cranky can obviously trace his lineage back to Killy Cranky from the last series. I actually visited Killy Cranky the other month. It's actually quite a nice place. So one of the team members from Killy Cranky was actually in the team for none other than Pussycat. Now, what does that mean? Some of you may have already jumped to the conclusion, because the team from Pussycat also had a robot in the grand final of Series 1. And that was Body Hammer. So that is no less than 9 series worth of lineage. 15, nearly 20 years ago. So, that puts some of these robots to shame. That means that Cranky's lineage is older than some of the competitors in Robot Wars. That's scary. So, leaving you with that thought, I shall end the podcast there, and next time I'll have a look at some of the robot dynasties purely within the original Robot Wars series. I have been Ali, the driver of Big Day 3, and thank you very much for listening.